harping with the harps. And they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are they who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they who follow the Lamb wherever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. May the Holy Spirit bless the reading of this scriptural portion. Last week we considered about four chapters, 11, 12 and 13. There we see that the three chapters, 11, 12 and 13. And that three chapters, primarily we saw that at the end of the seventh trumpet judgment, that is in 11 verse 15, the seventh trumpet judgment is sounded. And we see that the kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord. In this passage we see that at the end of the seventh trumpet judgment, Lord Jesus Christ is coming and is establishing his kingdom. And various things associated with the Lord's coming is described there, especially the resurrection of the Old Testament saints are mentioned, and how God is going to give rewards to them, or Lord, when he is going to come here on the earth, at that time he will give rewards to the Old Testament saints. Then in chapter 12 we see a red dragon, 700 red dragon, that is Satan. He is against the nation of Israel, and his primary objective is to destroy the nation of Israel, persecute the nation of Israel. Throughout the history of mankind, we see that the Satan was against the nation of Israel. And in chapter 12, we see the extreme way in which he is going to persecute them. We know in the history how the people suffered. In the modern time also, we see that during the time of Hitler, millions and millions of the Jewish people were butchered or killed, we know that. But Bible says in the coming days, in the future, there is further persecution against the nation of Israel. And that persecution that is going to come in the future is described in chapter 12. But God, in a miraculous way, will preserve a remnant in somewhere in the wilderness. And 42 months he will safeguard and provide all their needs and protect them. So we see the description of Satan and how he is persecuting God's people. That is what we saw in chapter 12. In chapter 13 we see the two characters are mentioned. One is a Gentile person who is coming from the sea, and we can call that person as Antichrist. Even though the Bible is not specifically calling by that name, the Bible calls him as a beast from the sea. So we can safely call him as Antichrist, because he is the one who is going to take the whole power in the world. He is going to rule the whole world. Rule the whole world in the sense he can control the economy of the whole world. That's the meaning. So the whole world will accept him, and he can control the economy of the whole world. And he will introduce new economic measures, and that is what we see about him. So we can call him Antichrist. And he was supported by another person in chapter 13, a beast from the land, that is in the promised land we can safely take him, or from the nation of Israel there will arise a leader at the end time, and probably he was from the tribe of Dan. And he will promote idol worship, and he will encourage the people to worship, and those who are not worshipping this Antichrist, he will kill them. And not only he will encourage the worship, he will finally keep the image of Antichrist in the temple of God. Here we see that picture. The image of the Antichrist will be kept in the temple of God, and he will have a miraculous power to give life to this image, and the image will talk. And so he will perform various miracles so that people will be deceived and they will follow. You know, nowadays also we see that. Many miracles are happening and people are blindly following the miracles. Sometimes we wonder whether God is performing. No, it is not the God's miracles. It is instigated by the satanic powers. Even in the Old Testament, we see that many times the satanic powers are performing miracles. God is supreme, there is no doubt. He is the sovereign, he controls. Best example we have in Egypt. When Moses went there, he changed his robe into the serpent. Same way, the magician also did that. But the only difference that the robe of Moses swallowed all other serpents. So it's more powerful. So we see that even in the Old Testament, the miracles are performed by the evil spirits. Even now also there are so many miracles are happening. In the world, it is not from God. Don't think all the miracles are from God. So in the end time also, this man coming from the land of Israel, he will perform miracles and people will believe. So we have a satanic trinity described in chapter 12 and 13. Now we have come to chapter 14. And you should understand, when we study the book of Revelation, it is very clear, crystal clear, that the matters which is written is not written in the chronological order. It is here and there this change. So events are not happening as it is written by chapter. In chapter 14, for example, it is not referring to one event. So many events are mentioned in chapter 14. Some are happening in the middle, some are happening at the end. So many things are. It's not at all chronological. Now let us look into the various events briefly. I don't want to go into the details. Various events mentioned in chapter 14. When you read it, you should understand. For example, chapter 14, about 7 events are mentioned. Short sceneries are given. And all these sceneries are independent. They are not connected with one another. Nor it is happening in a chronological order. So just briefly look into that. The first event mentioned in chapter 14, verse 1 to 5, is the appearance of 144,000 people. Here we see this 144,000 people, they have the seal of God on their forehead. And they are now in heaven, not even on the earth. That means they are redeemed from the earth, it is mentioned. They were men, the holy men, they were the servants of God. And they are the first fruit from the earth, it is mentioned. And they are singing a wonderful song, a new song, before the throne. And we see that the song of redemption is mentioned there. Now, the question is arising, who are these people? 144,000 people. We have seen this 144,000 people in chapter 7. But when you come to the chapter 7, this 144,000 people, we have seen that they are taken from 12 tribes. Each tribe, 12,000 people were taken. They are all sealed on the forehead. And they were mighty men, they were servants of God. And we have seen that during the tribulation time, this 144,000 people are involved in preaching the gospel. And what is the message they are speaking? We are seeing the message they are speaking, the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is slightly different from the gospel of grace. We are today, we are speaking about the gospel of grace. But Gospel of Kingdom is preaching that Jesus Christ is coming again. The Messiah is coming again to establish His kingdom. That is the message. So these 1,44,000 people, throughout the 7 years, they will proclaim this gospel. And at the end of this proclamation, we see that finally they will all die and they will be taken into heaven. Or they pass through the tribulation without any problem, and now they are with the Lamb of God. Maybe when the Lord comes, they are taken along with Him. And here, that is the picture. Not now on the earth, it is at the end of it. That means, in chapter 7 we see that they are in the beginning of the tribulation period, and here we see them at the end of the tribulation period. So we assume that both these groups are the same, because there's no much difference in that. There's no way to think that they are two different groups. No. Because all the characters mentioned in the first group in chapter 7, and this is the same. So we see that now they are in heaven and they are worshipping God before the throne of God. So these are a group of people, 1,44,000 people, a group of people whom God has selected from the nation of Israel during the time of tribulation period. They are undefiled, they are holy men, they are serving God day and night. We see that. Now, after the description of this sealed of God, those who are sealed of God, which they search for God, then we see the sound of the gospel. We read in chapter 14, come back to chapter 14, there we see the vision of an angel, and the angel is proclaiming the everlasting gospel. Verse 6, and I saw another angel flying in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. And with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him. For the hour of judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and the earth, and the sea and the fountains of the waters. Now here is the proclamation of the God judgment. Those who believe in Lord Jesus Christ, they will get the everlasting life. And those who are not believing in Him, they will be perishing forever and ever. So the judgment of God is proclaimed. And also the gospel, it is called as the everlasting gospel preaching to these people in the world. Now, after the preaching of that, we see verse 8, the third event is mentioned. As I told you, all are independent events, they are not connected to each other. Various things happening during the time of tribulation period. In chapter 8, we have the destruction of Babylon. We will read verse 8, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, and great city, because she made all nations drink of wine of the wrath of her fornication. From here onwards, we see in the other remaining chapters, there's a lot of description about the fall of Babylon. The destruction of Babylon is mentioned in chapter 17 and 18 in detail. Even in chapter 16, we see the destruction of Babylon is mentioned. Now, here in this passage, only an introduction is made that Babylon is going to be destroyed. So, the Babylon is always against God and it stands against Jerusalem. So, the fall of Babylon, the great city, is described here. And further details are described in the following chapters. Now, the fourth thing, we see about the doom of the image and those who are worshipping Him. Judgment on the unbelievers, those who have got the mark of the beast, is described. Now verse 9 onwards, we see that it is mentioned how the kingdom of the beast is darkened and everything will be destroyed. And those who are obtaining the mark of the beast, they will be tormented in the hellfire forever and ever. So those who are obtaining the mark on their forehead or on the right hand will definitely suffer in the eternal hellfire for eternity. That is what is described here. Verse 9 onwards. Then we have the remaining events that is mentioned. We see the comfort of the saints. Verse 12 and 13. It is mentioned that those who are dying in the Lord Jesus Christ, they are the blessed ones. Verse 13 says like this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth, yeah, the saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Okay, whatever we have done for the Lord, it will follow. And that is it mentioned about it. So it is always good to do something for the Lord, and that will be recorded in heaven, and we are accumulating our treasures in heaven for that reason. So chapter 12 and 13 speaks about blessedness of dying in the Lord. And those who are in the Lord, they are blessed, but that means those who are not in the Lord, they are not at all blessed. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Now afterwards, verse 14 to 20, we see the two series of judgment, gathering as well as the judgment is there. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming again, and we see the Son of Man and a sickle in his hand, and he will collect and grains in the barn, and those who are chaff, he will throw them into the fire and destroy them. So the judgment on the wicked ones as well as gathering of the saints are mentioned there. So we have all to the seven various incidences mentioned here. So gathering of the harvest is verse 14 to 16, and 17 to 20 we see how the God judgment is falling upon the wicked ones, and they are referred as the grape vine of the earth. We read verse 18. There we see that. And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, "Thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe." And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. That we see in the judgment. And the winepress was trodden down outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress even unto the horse bridle by the space of 1,600 furlongs. You can understand the distance which is mentioned here is the entire distance of the land of Palestine. That means the entire Palestine will be full of blood. And the blood is mentioned here. How much is the blood mentioned? That means that it is outside the city, blood came out. And we see that even under the horse bridle, that much height the blood will be covered. Or in a simple way, this speaks about Armageddon. At that time, the entire land of Palestine will be full of dead bodies. And the body will be covered the whole land, and there is a great massacre will occur, and that is the judgment of God. That is what it is mentioned. Now, after describing various events during the time of tribulation, now we have come to the third series of judgment. What is the third series of judgment? Bowel
judgment.
The third series of judgment. Now, I have already said that during the trumpet judgment, Lord has already come. Then how we can fit in the bowel judgment? That's the question. Now, to go into that, to understand that, I would like to, because that is one of the ways I understood this book of Revelation. There are various interpretations, but I don't want to go into that. But this is what I understood, I would like to share with you. Now, let us have a brief idea of what we studied in the earlier chapters. Then we will understand what it is. Now, for example, the first chapter, what is there? The glory of Lord Jesus Christ is described. And chapter 2 and 3, what is described? Seven churches are mentioned. And these seven churches, their spiritual state is mentioned. Some are spiritually good, some are spiritually not that good. So Lord is rebuking them, Lord is encouraging them in some cases. That is, we read in chapter 2 and 3. Now chapter 4, we see that the fourth says that the earth and the heaven created by God himself. So the heaven is worshipping him. Everybody is falling before him and worshipping in chapter 4. And in chapter 5, we see a scroll is there. A search is made, who can open the sealed scroll? Finally, a voice came. There is one who got victorious, and he is able to break the seals, seven sealed scroll, and that is Lord Jesus Christ. So Lord Jesus Christ is taking the throne in chapter 5 and he starts the judgment upon the world. So we are seeing in worship in heaven in chapter 4 and 5. In chapter 6 onwards, what is that? Seal? Judgment. Now look at the seal judgment. 7 seal judgments are mentioned. And the 7th seal judgment, what is that? In the 7th seal judgment, silence is there. Half an hour silence in heaven. Looks like that the heaven is noisy and it's like that. It's not like that. Heaven is the place where worship is continuously pouring. And this silence in the heaven is a preparation for the next series of judgments. The first series is 7 seal judgment. Now what is the next series of judgment? What is the trumpet judgment? Other one is bowl judgment. Now how this is happening? That's the question. And if you study carefully, we understand this trumpet judgment and the bowl judgment, they happen not one after the other. They are happening side by side or concurrently they happen. Look at that. Let us have a look into that. See, the first trumpet judgment, where it fell on the earth. At the same time, when you look at the bowl judgment, the first bowl judgment is also poured upon the earth. That means both the things are happening at the same time. When the first trumpet judgment took place, only one third is affected. One third of the earth, the tree and all the plants are affected. But the remaining judgment or the complete judgment happens when the bowl judgment comes. So it is happening at the same time. One after the other is happening. Same way you look at the second trumpet judgment. Where it is affected? It is affected the sea. One third of the sea animals died. And when you talk about the second bowl judgment, it is also affected the sea and the whole sea animal is dying. It is affected the whole sea, not one third. That means the severe judgment is coming. After the trumpet judgment, immediately second bowl judgment happens and it is affecting the sea. Look at the third one, the third trumpet judgment, where it is falling? On the river. The wormwood, a star is falling and all the river water, all the fresh water became bitter. Same manner, when the third bowl judgment is happened, we see the same, it is affected the river. Even nobody can drink water. All the water became blood. It is affected the whole fresh water area. In the same way, trumpet judgment, the fourth one, it is affecting the sun, moon and the star. Same way, bowl judgment is also affecting the heaven and the temperature increases. And people are dying because of the sunstroke. So we see it is also affecting the temperature or the atmosphere. And same way, fifth trumpet judgment, we see it is affecting the mankind, the demonic attack is there. And same way, the fifth bowl judgment is also affecting the kingdom of the Antichrist, affecting the whole humanity. You see that it is all happening side by side, parallelly happening. Now comes to the sixth trumpet, by the time the Armageddon is started, the final world war has started. Same way, we see the sixth bowl judgment, we see the river Euphrates is dried up. And about 20 crore of army of eastern kings are coming for the final world war. And seventh trumpet judgment, what is happening? Jesus Christ is coming to. Same thing, continuing on the seventh bowl judgment, Jesus is coming. So we have to arrange these two together. Then you can compare together, you can understand that at the end of the seventh trumpet judgment and at the end of the bowl judgment, what is happening? Jesus is coming to rule upon this. So this is how the judgment is coming. Then the trumpet judgment, the Lord is coming, he says, bowl judgment, the final world war, the Babylon will be destroyed, and the millennial kingdom will be established. I think this is, once you understand this way, then only you can able to understand the book of Revelation in its proper chronological order. This is that millennium will be there, the new Jerusalem will be there, from heaven it will come, and the new earth afterwards, the earth and the heaven will be destroyed, and then we enter into the eternity, the new heaven and the new earth will be established. This is how the book of Revelation, the structure of the book of Revelation is. Once we understand the outline and the structure, I think it is easy for us to understand this book of Revelation. Now comes to the third series of judgment. What is the third series of judgment? Bowl. Look at that. The heaven is getting ready for the bowl judgment. Chapter 15, if you look at that, that it is a preparation for the bowl judgment. Chapter 15, and I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels and the seven last plagues. For in them is filled the wrath of God. The last wrath of God, the great tribulation which we call, is going to come upon this earth. It is filled and it is going to be poured upon the humanity. We see the seven angels are coming. Look at that verse 7, chapter 15, verse 7 and 8. One of the four living creatures gave unto the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with the smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of seven angels were fulfilled. So the God judgment, the final wrath of God, is pouring upon this earth. And at the end of the seventh judgment, or the bowl judgment, Lord is going to come again, and he will rule upon this earth to establish his kingdom. Now, comes to the first bowl judgment. What happens in the first bowl judgment? Look at that. It is poured upon the earth. Look at that. Verse chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God upon the earth. The first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and there fell on a foul and painful sore upon the men who had the mark of the beast, and upon them who worship his image. So the first bowl judgment is poured on the earth. And who were affected? All humanity. Those who got the mark of the beast on their forehead or on the right hand was affected. And they are all painful sore, foul and painful sore upon them. What does it mean by the foul and painful sore? Probably they were all suffering from some type of skin disease. Probably, I think it may be a cancer. Those who got the mark of the beast on their forehead or on the right hand, they will be suffering from skin cancer. Here it is mentioned about that. That is, fell upon them and foul and painful sore upon the men who had the mark. Probably as we consider it from the modern technology, the things which is implanted in their body, is a. They say that it may contain lithium and all. These chemicals are there, lithium, heavy metal will be there. And if it remains in the body for a long time, it can develop into cancer. So probably these men who had this mark on their body, they will suffer from that, and God's judgment is falling upon them, and they will suffer from a type of a skin cancer. That is what we see here. And see, they have the mark 666. Now come to the second bowl judgment that is falling on the sea. Look at the verse 3. And the second angel poured out his bowl upon the sea, and it came and it became like the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. It is falling on the sea. And we see that the blood of a dead man, the sea became like the blood of a dead man, and all are highly polluted. and all the living creatures inside the sea will die. We know it is all pointing out to the pollution that has caused in the sea. The sea which we see around, we know that how much it is polluted. Especially those who are Bombay, we can very easily make out that pollution. If you go to the Chaupati or Guru, it's very easy. It's all sticky water, not actually water. All it is stinking and very dirty water. And it is all polluted by that. And the pollution has come to the very high level as nowadays. So we see that as a result of this one, we see the God judgment is falling upon that, and all the living creatures in the sea, they are dying. We know many times the photographs you might have seen, because of the oil pollution, all the animals in the sea, they are all dying. You know, all the fishes, they die because of that. So this is the second bowl judgment. The third bowl judgment, look at that, it is falling upon the fresh water. Verse 4. And the third angel poured out his bowl upon the rivers and fountains of waters. Here we see that one lady, she wants to drink a glass of water, but she is not able to drink because the whole blood, the water became blood. And they became blood. And the angel of the water says that what God you are doing is a righteous thing, your act is righteous. Because these people, they have killed the God's people. They shed the blood of the saints. Verse 6, we see that. And the prophet, thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy for that. So, God is a righteous judge, and He is judging these people because of their wicked act. So, they cannot drink even water properly. Because of that, properly during this time, the Lord says that if anybody gives a glass of water, it will be rewarded. Because a glass of water will be so precious at this time. If anybody gives a glass of water, it will be so precious because the whole water is highly polluted. So that is why probably the Lord was talking about these events. Now comes to the fourth bowl judgment, verse 8 and 9. And the fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with a great heat and blasphemed the name of God who had power over this place, and they repented not to give him glory. As I told you, the fourth bowl judgment is affecting the atmosphere. And because of the atmospheric changes, we see the temperature is very high. Is increasing. Nowadays also, nowadays the temperature is very, very high. And scientists also, I still remember, scientists were always saying that there is a possibility that the temperature of the earth will increase because of the high carbon. The carbon dioxide is increasing the atmosphere, and all the, there is gases like methane and all is there, they have the ability to absorb the sunlight. And when the sunlight is absorbed, the heat will increase. And if the heat is increasing, what will happen? You know, on the earth, both the sides, the ice caps are there. And these ice caps will melt. And if the ice cap is melting, then naturally the sea level will increase. So most of the part of Bombay will be underwater. That means that is what they predict. So now, even though they are predicting it for a long time, nowadays we know that every year the temperature is increasing. Somebody was telling me about the Kerala. Kerala is like a furnace, it is now like that. It is worse than the Arabian desert, it looks like that. Now they give off day from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock as off. Workers are not giving, workers then need to work. That is so, temperature so high. 40 and above, that's, we never heard 40 and above in Kerala. My mother was also telling you just, the oil, soil is burning like that. So, here also we are not much difference, we have the temperature. But at least it looks like we are comfortable than the other one. What I mean is that, the temperature will increase, scientists are also saying, and Bible is also saying, that the end time, because of the God judgment upon the atmosphere, the temperature is going to be increased, and there will be a high amount of sunstroke. So that is what it is mentioned. So this is the judgment upon the atmosphere. We have seen the four judgments. I told you very clearly. One is upon the earth, second is sea, third is the fresh water, fourth is atmosphere. As I told you, these are the four areas man has destroyed. Man was supposed to keep all these areas safe. But because of the high pollution and irresponsibility of man, man has destroyed that. So we can very easily say that it is a God's judgment upon man because of his irresponsibility of keeping the precious things God has given to him. All these things are very precious and man was careless and he has misused it. No animal in the world is destroying the nature like man. Only man is destroying. Every animal is careful to take care of the nature. You take any animal, they are very much careful. Even a lion, he will not kill a lion. First of all, estimate how much hunger is there. Accordingly, he will kill the prey. If it is a little hunger, a small prey will be killed. If the hunger is more, or they want to share to the family, they will kill a big prey. But what about us? We waste a lot of food. Without, unwantedly we waste it. Even an elephant, you know that very well. Elephant will not destroy the bamboo and all. They will eat the bamboo. They will not uproot the bamboo. They will eat little bit and afterwards they keep there and they go to the next one. Because by the time they come next time, it should grow. They are careful about that. All the animals are very much careful about the protection of the nature. But who is the one who is destroying? Only man is the only creature on the surface of the earth who is not careful about the nature and destroys. I am sure God's judgment is going to come because of that. And all this is showing very clearly how God is going to judge. Now the fifth bowl judgment, we see, look at that. What happens in the fifth bowl judgment? The kingdom of the Antichrist is become darkened. The fifth angel poured out his bowl, verse 10, upon the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they knowed that thanks for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven, because their pains and their souls had depended not of their deeds. So there is a great failure in the whole government of the Antichrist. Whatever new technological improvement and economic measures he has brought will fail. And because of the failure, there's a law, and there will be great pain and agony among people. And those who got the mark, they will have the problem. See, whenever a government is failing, anytime in the history, when a government is failing, normally what they do is that they start a war. You see that in the history, that always happens. All the world war or all the war, even in India, we know that when the government feels that they are going to fail or they cannot accomplish their promises, immediately they will fight with the neighbor or somebody else and create an atmosphere, such an atmosphere of war. And this is the same thing is going to happen. The Antichrist, all his policies will fail. And when he fails all his policies, he will declare a world war. And that world war is Armageddon. That is what we see here. The next one, the sixth bowl judgment, beginning of the Armageddon. Verse 12 you read, chapter 16. And the sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river Euphrates. And its water was dried up, and the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. We see that the army from the east, India and China, they are moving towards the Palestine for the final world war. And we see the three frog-like creatures. Look at that, frog-like creatures. They are coming out of the three beasts, that is three things, that is out of the mouth of dragon. Verse 13 we see, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, that is Antichrist, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. So these frog-like creatures, what they are doing, look at that, verse 14. They are the spirits of demons, working miracles that go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. And we see where they are gathered, verse 16. And he gathered them together into a place called, in Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. So in the Armageddon, all the army of the world will be gathering together. Sometimes we wonder why they are allowing all the armies to gather together. Only one objective will be there in their mind, that all the problem of the world, it is because of the Jewish people. So the only one solution we have, that is destroy the Jewish people. Once we destroy the Jewish people, the world will have peace. So all the armies from the east, west, the north, everywhere, they gather to destroy the city of Jerusalem and the people of Israel. That is the picture we see here. Those who visited Palestine, they might have seen about this Megiddo Valley. Megiddo Valley is a huge valley. That is what we see that. And in that valley, it is believed that all the armies of the world can gather. So this is believed to be that place, Armageddon, the mountain of Megiddo. Of course, it is not a mountain, it is a valley. Once upon a time, the great warrior Napoleon, he was there, happened to see this great field, so plain of that. Of course, he did not read the Bible, but he said like that, this is the best place for all the armies of the world to gather. Underwearily, he said that. In the word of God, he says that in the future, all the armies of the world is going to gather in that place. And final world war will take place. And at that time, the nation will cry to the Lord. And they will cry, Messiah, you come and help us. These people have surrounded us. And they are going to destroy us. You come and help us. At that time, Lord Jesus will come on the Mount of Olives to redeem them. That is what we 17 onwards we see that. What all things are happening there during that time. The seventh bowl judgment will fall upon them. And that is describing the war here. The seventh bowl judgment, verse 17. Into the air, poured out into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, It is finished. All the judgment of God is finished. It is done. It is finished. You know, this word is appearing many times in the scripture. It is finished. On the cross of Calvary, we see the same word is uttered. Lord Jesus Christ, after drinking that bitter cup, he said, it is finished. Here also, the wrath of God is falling upon the whole humanity. And finally, he said, in the heaven is declaring that it is finished. So we see Jesus Christ. He took all the wrath of God. He passed through the 3 hours of bitter darkness. And at the end he said that, Eli, Eli, lama, sabachthani, he cried. And he said, I thirst. And they gave him bitter water. And the wrath of God was fell upon him. He drank that. And he said that it is. Whatever God assigned the duty, whatever work God has given to him, he has finished everything. And we believed in him and we could see. The same thing is going to happen here again. But here literally the wrath of God is coming upon those who are unbelievers. Those who could not believe in the cross. Those who could not accept Jesus as a personal savior. They will have this judgment and they will die. We see that the lightning and the thunder is falling upon the earth. And the first judgment comes upon the Babylon city. You look at verse 19. And the great city was divided into 3 parts. And the cities of the nations fell. Not only one city, many cities will be affected. And the great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of wine of the fierceness of the wrath. You know that Iraq is going to be destroyed again. As per my studies and understanding of the scripture, I do believe even now that Iraq is going to be rebuilt again. Now it is in a very, very bad condition. You know that. But we don't know the future of Iraq. Bible says that Iraq is the Babylon, the old Babylon. It is going to be rebuilt again. And when it is rebuilt, again the God judgment will come upon that. And it will be destroyed. And here we see the destruction of the great Babylon is mentioned. Then verse 20 we read like that. Every island fled away and the mountains were not found. It shows that there is going to be a great tsunami. The island will disappear during the time of tsunami. You know what happened in the tsunami time. Many of the islands disappeared. So a great tsunami and the earthquake is going to come. And there will be a great bombardments will be taking place. Bombing will take place. And we see, and fell upon men great hail out of heaven. Every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail. For the plague was exceedingly great. Here, this is the first time in the Bible, the weight of the hail is mentioned. Normally, the hail, there is no weight. Weight is there, it is not measured. You cannot measure because different sizes are there. But here it is, the weight is mentioned. I personally believe it is not necessarily the natural ice cubes. It may be referring to the bombing that takes place during the war. It may be referring to that. Because the entire passage is describing about the war. During the war, in the modern times, lot of bombing is taking place. So that is falling down, it was looking like a hail. That is why here is mentioned that the weight of a hail is mentioned. It is the weight of a talent is mentioned. So we see about the final world war. At this time, as I told you, the nation will be crying. And when they look to the Messiah, come and help us. Jesus Christ will come to you. He is visibly going to appear. The whole world will see Him coming. Jesus is coming. When He is going to come? Exactly if I say it. He will come on this earth on the last day of earth. We can very definitely say. Of course, we are not here. We are with the Lord. We are going to come with Him. But He will come and we will join with Him and we will come and His feet will touch on the Mount of Olives. At that time, the whole world will see. And He will destroy all the enemies of the nation of Israel. As I always used to say, the rapture is not an event visible to all. Only the believers will come to know about the rapture. At any time it can take place. But the Lord's second coming, the glorious appearance, is going to be a live telecast. The whole world will see. We look at that very clearly. It is mentioned in the Matthew chapter. We will read again that verses which very clearly speaks about the Lord's glorious appearance. Matthew 24 verse 29. When it is going to happen, that is very clearly mentioned. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Verse 21, we say that then shall be the great tribulation, it is mentioned. Such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24, verse 21, I was reading. Now, 29 says that immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give its light, and the stars shall fall from heaven. And the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. It is all because of the Armageddon or the final world war. You know all this is happening. And what happened? Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Jesus Christ will appear at that time. And then we read, then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. Everybody will cry. And not only that, because of the war, the cry will be there. Because not only that, they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with the power and great glory. How it is happening? Something is happening in Jerusalem. The whole world will see. That means it is going to be like telecast. See how Bible is so perfect. And everybody will see. And we see that He will come with the power and great glory. And comes to the book of Zechariah chapter 14. What will happen? That is also described there. In the book of Zechariah chapter 14. So many years before, how beautifully it is narrated. Verse 4, of course we have to see the previous verses also. It speaks about the battle in Jerusalem. Chapter 14, verse 2, you see that, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. And the city shall be taken, and the houses refilled, and the women ravished, and the half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. See, here we mentioned about that final world war. Now verse 4, you look at that. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem, on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave into its midst, toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. So we see the earth is going, the mountain will be divided into two. And the volume mount, on that day the Lord will come. And it will form a big valley. It is in that valley Lord Jesus Christ will establish the throne of glory. We read that. And he will keep the throne of glory there. And he will sit there as a king. And he will judge the nations. The valley of Jehoshaphat, the multitude will be gathered there. And he will divide the people into two groups. One is the sheep, and the other one is goat. The sheep on the right side, and the goats on the left hand. Of course, that is not believers as such, the present believers. They are the judgment is given there. Matthew chapter 25, we read about the judgment of the glory upon the throne of glory. So he will sit upon the throne of glory, he will judge. Those who are on the right side, they are the sheep. They will be allowed to enter into the kingdom. But those who are on the left side, they are the goats, those who did not believe Lord Jesus Christ. Those who are helping these sheep are those who are the nation of Israel. You have helped this my brethren. Or those who have helped the nation of Israel during the time of tribulation. Many nations will help them. And those who have helped them, they will be allowed to enter into the kingdom. That is what we understand. So Lord will judge it, and the goats will be thrown into the hellfire, and the sheep, they will be allowed to enter into the kingdom. Of course, that is not of the New Testament believers. They are the believers during the time of tribulation. These are the various events that is going to take place at that time. So if God willing, we will continue. And in chapter 17 and 18, we read about the judgment that is going to come upon the city of Babylon. And if God willing, one or two classes, we will take it and we will finish this study. So this is an outline that we have studied. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. He is going to come again. All the world events and everything is pointing out to that. So let us prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming. And he is coming to judge the world. And definitely he will come. It is not just an imaginary story. It is not a Bible, it is not a mythology. It is a truth. And this truth is going to happen. And God has revealed this truth to us. So let us thank God for this great revelation. And we are the blessed ones in the Lord. We will not pass through all these problems. Lord will take care of us. And we are going to be with him forever and ever. May God bless this word to our hearts. And help us to prepare for the Lord's coming.